In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. Let me just brush out my long hair and slip on my bandana. This show is all about love and happiness.
Ah, the 60s, the greatest generation, boy. Free love and great rock bands, what's not to like, you know?
I never believed in free love. After 43 years, you're still paying for it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But thinking of you brings me to my first song.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Which was a hit for the Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1969 and became a gold record. The song hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in April. Here's You've Made Me So Very Happy.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. You see, you're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
I just want to say thank you, baby. You made me so very happy.
Sure thing, Toots.
In 1960, The Twist by Chubby Checker was the biggest dance hit of all time. It was the first dance designed to be performed with or without a partner.
And you know what was another big plus about the twist? It took absolutely no talent to do it.
Sure it
and
did.
Anybody could, even I could do it.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that is saying something,
see?
Yes. The song became a national sensation after Checker performed it on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Remember that?
Oh, I used to love that show. Every Saturday morning, about 11 o'clock, I think it was, yeah. American Bandstand, that was good.
He never aged.
No, he never did. No.
He always stayed the same.
Yep. You know what else I used to like?
What?
I used to like that Happy Jack popcorn snack with, you know, the ones with the little prize on the inside.
Happy? No, that's Cracker Jack, you moron.
Oh, I knew that.
No, but, you didn't.
But that brings me to my first song.
Oh, there's a song?
Yeah, my first happy song is by the British rock band The Who.
Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Exactly.
Oh.
No, Who?
Who?
Exactly.
I feel like an owl.
It was, I never get tired of that joke, you know? It was released in March of 1967 and peaked at number 24 on the Billboard Top 10. How about that?
Oh, my God. This means this is going to be one heck of a song.
It's going to be a happy song.
Oh, I don't think so.
It was also The Who's first top 10 hit in the United States. How about that?
Top 10 hit.
Yeah, peaked at number 24. Listen happily to Happy Jack.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take a donkey. So they rode on his head in the furry donkey. Stop Jack or the water's lapping. Then they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. Kids come to Jack.
In 1960, the famous quote, "A boy's best friend is his mother," was quoted by who or whom?
Take a guess. Oh, Psycho guy.
Norman Bates.
Yeah.
In the movie Psycho.
Yeah.
Psycho is now considered one of Alfred Hitchcock's best films. Really was good.
It was good. It scared me.
People were afraid to take a shower for months.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
New Golden Bar. New Golden Wrapper. It's New Golden Dial, with new protection for you, new mildness too. For New Golden Dial contains Super AT7, a combination of two remarkable ingredients. Together, they're twice as effective as any protective ingredient in any other soap. So New Golden Dial removes odor-causing bacteria better than ever. In one bath, Dial stops odor better than two baths with any two ordinary soaps. And Golden Dial keeps fighting odor for days. New Golden Dial is milder than ever. Its cosmetic mild lather removes bacteria that often spread surface blemishes. And Golden Dial's protection lasts all day, even under makeup. Especially now. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? Don't you wish everybody did?
I sure wish Jim would, because this is a small studio.
Hey!
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1967. That's when the Expo 67 World's Fair was held in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, from April 27th to October 29th. It is considered to be the most successful World's Fair of the 20th century, with the most attendees to that date and 62 nations participating.
Wow. Anyway, listen to the opening news announcement.
The largest World's Fair ever, Expo 67, the International Twin Island Wonderland, is ready for its gala opening ceremonies. Host Canada is among 62 nations who have built 100 pavilions on the 1,000-acre site of entertainment and education. The lighting of a permanent torch is part of Inauguration Day ceremonies. A multi-million dollar fair is spread over two man-made islands in the St. Lawrence River. Premier Lester Pearson, in pre-opening formalities, touches off the torch, symbolic of the spirit of Expo. The fair marks the 100th anniversary of Canada. It will run for 6 months.
It also set the single-day attendance record for a World's Fair, with 569,500 visitors on its third day.
Wow.
And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back in time.
Do you know why I'm so happy?
No, why are you so happy, dear?
Not just because we're playing so many happy songs, but
It's
because my next song will tell you why. I'll let it explain it. How's that?
Okay,
this song was performed by Mercy, and it reached number 2 on both the Billboard Hot 100 and Billboard's Easy Listening chart in 1969. The song was ranked number 42 on Billboard Magazine's Top Hot 100 Songs of 1969. Here's Love Can Make You Happy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I must have dozed off. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was not nice.
That song really put me to sleep. It was so relaxing and serene and calm.
It was still not nice snoring at the end of the song.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Double Bubble Bath, the only bubble bath that you can bathe in or chew and that comes wrapped in a tiny little comic strip.
I like that.
That was a cute one.
My last song for today, I guarantee, will not put anyone to sleep.
Uh-oh, does that mean what I think it means?
No, it's a song that asks the eternal question, are you happy?
I'm happy.
Oh, good. Because this song was by Iron Butterfly.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to be leaving the room.
They are an American rock band best known for their 1968 hit, Inagata Davida. 17 minutes long, and I could just play the whole song.
Oh, now, that's like our whole show almost.
Sounds good to me. This song was on the same album and peaked at number 42 on Jim Eggers' Hot 100 list.
You know something? You're making up too many of these lists.
Well, I couldn't find anything about it, but...
Then this has got to be awful.
It is awesome.
I think I might leave.
No.
Well, I'm taking the headphones off, babe. I'm sorry.
I give you...
Are you happy?
Yeah, are you happy?
A pretty girl on a date last night, and let me tell you now, she was girl best. Oh, I kissed the pretty girl and I held her tight. Let me tell you now, she was girl best. And now, no matter what I try to do, my mind's drifted back to you. Are you happy? My mind's drifting back onto you. Are you happy? To you? Are you happy? That you're mine.
I wanna tell you I love
In 1960, Japanese Socialist Party chairman Inajiro Asunama was assassinated in Tokyo with a samurai sword during a nationally televised debate. That wasn't very happy.
After that happy little note, seriously, my last song will make you really happy. My last song was released in March of 1966, and in no time went straight to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Nationally, it got to number 12 in the pop charts and number 7 in the R&B charts. This song was recorded by The Shades of Blue. Here's Oh, How Happy. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.